Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No
way. No.
Okay, so we can definitely go ahead and proceed. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you just a few quick questions. Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I will probably vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm an Independent.
Okay, and may I ask what's your age, please?
64.
Thank you very
much.
Just to be sure we represented everybody, may I ask your race, please? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino.
Mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, which way is it headed?
Oh, generally speaking, from your perspective, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay. Your opinion is important. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
0.
Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
0 again.
Democrats in Congress?
0. Can I go less than 0?
That 0 is the lowest on this one scale, but thank you. J.D. Vance?
50.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
50.
Lori Chavez de Remer?
50.
Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
I don't know her, so 50.
Okay. Oh, 50? You're going to give her 50? Thank you. MAGA Republicans?
50.
Okay. Project 2025?
0.
Donald Trump?
50.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving forward, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Probably the Republican.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off.
I don't think it's going to do any good.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? Trump or Harris?
If I had to vote for one of them?
Mm-hmm.
I'll vote Trump.
Republican Donald Trump. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris?
Well, that's interesting that you asked who will win, because I don't know if that matters. Who will be selected will be Kamala Harris.
Okay, so should I record that as your answer?
I guess she's going to win, but... Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris.
You know, yeah, they have a variety of ways of winning these days.
Exactly. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rivera or Democrat Janel Bynum?
No, probably the Republican.
Republican Lori Chavez de Rivera?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Janel Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support
her? Is she a Democrat?
Janel Bynum is a Democrat.
Oh, yeah. So there would be zero chance.
Okay. Thank you so very
much. And
that
would never change. Yeah, no, that's never
going to
change.
Exactly. No chance at all, right? I totally understood.
No,
thank you. And
nope.
Do you approve? Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, I'd have to see some video of him eating some applesauce because I think that is his job as president right now. And I'd have to see how much he's got spilled all over his face. But are we going to say zero or he's terrible?
Strongly disapprove. Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Rivera is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Yes, I approve of her.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Rivera. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Rivera for Congress. If it troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, if it concerns you. So Chavez de Rivera has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and costs environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Rivera is a vote to undermine our democracy. A great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, concerns?
I'm not concerned.
At all, okay.
No.
And seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez de Rivera supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs for cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon senior who earn their retirement benefits. Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Rivera voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republicans party bosses tell her to do. Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank
for
you.
This propaganda. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're almost done now. Lori Chavez de Rivera broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose, but in Washington she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's right, not break their promise to Oregon women. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Chavez de Rivera stands up by Trump even as she threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez de Rivera. great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all. Nah.
Thank you. And Chavez de Rivera is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of work Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her party's campaigns. Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all concerned?
No, not concerned.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rivera or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
No, I'm never going to vote for a Democrat, so it would have to be the Republican.
Lori Chavez de Rivera, thank you.
Yes.
Now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her and Bynum's response to get to your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and an anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said he was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporter of Janelle Bynum says this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Rivera to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez de Rivera supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez de Rivera has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rivera or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican.
Okay, thank you very much. And now the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Thank you so very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 of age or younger, living in your household? No.
No.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association, or no?
No.
Okay, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't remember who I voted for or if I voted.
Okay. Okay, well, in that case, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.